You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, Pacers fans? Welcome in to a Thursday edition of the Locked On Pacers podcast, where we are going to talk about the terrific Pacers victory over the Milwaukee Bucks last night, including discussion of Thad Young's amazing game. As always, I'm one of the hosts of the show, Tony East, with the West Indianapolis Community News and over at 8.9 Seconds. And I have to start this show with a sincere apology to my dear friend and great broadcaster, Jeremiah Johnson, who was disappointed to hear that I listened to the Wizards broadcast after Monday's game. I just love Carol Lawson. She does a great job for the Wiz. And sometimes I like to tune into the opposing team's broadcast to learn more about them. But I did not mean that as slander to the terrific crew at Fox Sports Indiana and the great broadcast team we have. One of, if not the best in the biz here in Indiana. So, JJ, heartfelt apology. I hope you did not have any hard feelings about that. he approached me jokingly before the game today and made me laugh. But let's talk about that game because it was great. The Pacers played a really good team ball. Victor Oladipo returned. We'll have a whole segment dedicated to him coming up. Thaddeus Young played the game of his life, and the Pacers' defense was outstanding. I don't really know where to start, but I will actually let someone start for me. Thaddeus Young had a really long and fantastic media scrum, and I got to be a part of it. So I'm going to start by letting you listen to what Thaddeus Young had to say. Some of it is his Fox Sports interview cut, and some of it is the media scrum after where I asked him a question and some other people got in on the action. So Thaddeus Young, for some background, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals. Was excellent, excellent, excellent on Giannis. He held him to 12 points, which is 14 below his season average, and 10 rebounds, 3 below season average. Giannis was a minus 31, and Thad was a plus 28. They even subbed Thad in on patterns to have him in at the same time as Giannis. It was unbelievable. One of the best games I've ever seen Thad play. So let's just, this is about a little over five minutes long. So just sit back and enjoy what Thad Young had to say about possibly his best game in a Pacer uniform.
Let me confirm it for you.
Okay, Jeremiah, thanks, Thad. 25 points, 11 rebounds, and I think everybody just wants to talk to you about defense. You hold Giannis to 12 tonight. How do you slow down a player that's just simply so dominant on most nights?
Great team defense. All my teammates, they were in gaps, and every time I made them spin or, jumped in front of them, guys were just making them pass the ball out. It was a great team effort. He's a tough guy to guard. I mean, especially in transition. He got me tired right now. but at the end of the day, it's just about believing in the system, believing in what works on the defensive end, being tough with him, and, just taking a stand.
You guys talk all the time when you play guys like him, LeBron, about staying in front, showing him multiple bodies. But I think most teams say that. Why were you guys able to execute it so well?
We know what he wants to do in transition. He wants to, drive and get kickouts, and he wants to, beat his guy off the dribble and try to get to the free throw line. So, with me, like I said, I just want to stay in front of him. I know I'm not going to block his shot. I know I'm not going to be able to stop every drive, but what I can do is keep my body in between him and the basket and make him see multiple bodies, make him spin, and, just make him play in crowds. I think that's the biggest thing. When guys like, Giannis and Bron, you make them see crowds, and, it's a little bit harder for them to score, a little bit harder for them to make those passes, but they're very, very good players, and they're going to get multiple shots. So, they're going to see 20. They're going to see 20, but it's about how they're getting that 20 and how they're imposing their will on the game. You can slow them down at some point, you're good.
Let's move to the other end of the floor. You have 25 points. Were you happy with your ability to have energy on that end, considering guarding Giannis probably is pretty energy savvy?
Yeah, I mean, I was very happy with, my offensive output also. I just, made plays and just hoop. I think that's the biggest thing. I just hoop, just played the game, and fed off my teammates' energy, and had a little spurt where the guys kept going to me, and got to the free throw line, so I made my free throws, and just continue play. That was the biggest thing.
You guys have to keep such a narrow focus, but about a third the way through the year, you're 18-10, probably playing the best ball of the season right now. Do you have a feel for where this team stands right now?
Yeah, I mean, we've already shown what we can do on the defensive side of the basketball, keeping teams down, under 100, sometimes under 90. we can continue to do that throughout the season. It's going to be very, very hard for other teams to beat us, we've shown that we can score the basketball. I think that's the most consistent part. We just got to continue to just stay poised, run our stuff, execute, and just believe in our system.
Probably his best night in a Pacers uniform tonight for Thaddeus Young.
In a game like this, great defense, great scoring, great rebounding, great screens, everything. Yep. What are you the most proud of when you play this well? The whole package, any specific thing?
Just getting a win. I've always been a player that didn't really care about stats, just care about just getting the job done each and every night, just being consistent for my team, and just being there for my teammates. One thing you can say is each and every night, I'm going to give 110% output. And be there for my guys and try my best to defend whoever I'm guarding and just try to just give it all on defensive end. Offense is going to come. I know I can score the basketball. I know other guys can score the basketball. So we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things on this team. It's just about the right bunch of guys being on the court and just playing and starting your role.
Fad, people are going to say this might be your best game as a Pacer. Do you feel that way?
I really don't care. like I said, I've never been one to care about stats or anything like that. If I scored 2 points and we got the win, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Am I overly excited now? No. We got another game coming up. We got to play the Sixers. So biggest thing for me is, like I said, just trying to help all this stuff translate into wins. The more wins we get, the better seeds we get. The more wins we get, the farther we go to the playoffs. The ultimate goal is to potentially get to the playoffs and potentially try to win the championship.
Was there anything different about the defensive approach to Giannis tonight than in the past? Or was it just better?
We play with more energy. Play with more energy than the first game. One of the biggest things for me, I don't think I played with a lot of energy in that first game. He was able to get to wherever he wanted to get to. And he didn't see my body as much. Tonight I wanted to impose my will on the game as far as being aggressive on the defensive end and just making sure that I make him work on both sides of the basketball, whether it's running, setting screens or moving all around the court and just getting to see some different looks. But defensively, I wanted to just be really, really energetic and just get into him a little bit more than I did in the first game.
But nothing different strategically from the team standpoint?
No. Biggest thing was we got in our gaps and we stayed in our gaps all night long and forced them to kick out and make other guys make plays.
You're shooting better lately. Any particular reason?
F it.
What's that?
I've just been saying F it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I can't cuss on camera, but biggest thing is, you just got, when you're out there, you just got to let it fly. You're going to make some, you're not going to make some. You're going to have some good nights, you're going to have some bad nights. But, just having the confidence in yourself to be able to go out there and shoot the basketball and just play how you've been playing. It's a child's game, man. You got here by doing a certain thing. And, I'm going to continue to do those certain things. But if I'm out there and I'm open, I'm shooting, just with confidence and making sure that, I'm giving it each and every night.
So that was just excellent, excellent stuff from Thad Young. I mean, I really appreciate guys who are really open and candid about talking about, their really good games. And Thad recognized, his defense was important, both in shutting down one player and allowing other players to do their job more easily. I like that he's confident in his shot, even though it hasn't been falling this year. And it actually has recently. Before Vic's injury, and that time he was out, he was like a little over, he was actually right at 40% from three. He was happy he hit both of his free throws, which is something he struggles with. And more importantly, I just named a bunch of stats, but Thad, the true pro's pro, the true veteran, does not care. He likes winning games. You can tell that. You just know that. The way he plays, with the gritty, the glue guy style, you can really tell that's the way he likes it. He just is about winning. So I really appreciated that. And I'm going to talk about his game in another coming up in a second. But first, a quick word from the lovely people at Action Heat. So this episode, like many recently, have been sponsored by the terrific people over at Action Heat. Action Heat, if you don't know, makes battery-powered clothing. You can have heat on demand at the touch of a button in your clothes. And controlling your environment is just the best. I mean, heated seats in your car are the best way to go. I think at least, and I think that clothing is the next step there. Action Heat clothing is engineered to be safe, they deliver efficient heat, and I love efficiency. You guys know I love my three-point shooting. And they can reach temperatures up to 135 degrees, which is awesome and super warm. Today, it was 41 degrees, but the day before, it was 17, which is the most Indiana thing ever. You got to be prepared for those 1700 days that are coming late in the month. And there's no better way to do that than Action Heat. Toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body. They have jackets, socks, gloves. They got stuff for your dog. They got everything. They give gloves. Did I already say gloves? Hats. I mean, their whole web. Check out their website. They really have everything. You can check out their website. It's just actionheat.com. It's the easiest thing ever. But, of course, I wouldn't tell you about awesome things if I couldn't get you awesome deals. If you go to actionheat.com/lockedon and then check out with the code locked on, you can save 20% on their awesome stuff. They've got stuff with rechargeable battery packs. They got stuff that you can use your own batteries. It's all fantastic. Go check it out if you want to stay warm this winter. That's actionheat.com/lockedon. Go check it out. So Victor Oladipo played, and I want to talk about him, but I would like to dedicate an entire segment to him because they played 12 games without him, so it's actually a big deal that he's back. I mean, that's a seventh of the season, and I don't want to do that now. I want to do that at the end because I want to talk about everyone else first because this is a team, and I would argue that this was their best team performance, or one of their best team performances, maybe not the best, of the season. It just snuck up on me. 31 assists, it didn't seem like it at all. No one had more than 7, but a lot of guys had the 3 to 4 range, and they were really flinging it around. They were not settling for bad shots. They were moving it side to side, which is something McMillan preaches when they like to pass, or when they don't pass enough, that the side to side movement, A, gets the defense scrambling, and B, creates good looks. They were all over that today. Darren Collison was ready with the passing tonight. He was throwing it up the court in transition. Tyreek Evans had a nice assist. It was his only assist, but it was a nice assist. Corey Joseph dished out 6 of those things. He was being a willing passer on an off-night shooting for him. Sabonis had some nice... like, everybody was passing well. Turner had a beautiful dime to Bojan in the corner. He is moving the ball well recently. And he dimed up DC on the dagger three. Turner's been having some nice kickouts to the corners for threes recently. I've been impressed with that. And the other thing they did well was rebound. 55 rebounds. 3 guys over 10. Thad Young, Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, all in double figures. It was awesome. They did a great job corralling both their own misses, 14 offensive rebounds, and the Bucks misses, 41. On the other end, which is both higher numbers than the Bucks got, it's easier to get defensive rebounds when you're forcing more misses. The Bucks shot 6% worse than the Pacers from the field, but the offensive rebounding is indicative of just good effort from everyone. Thad had an offensive rebound. I think it was against 3 dudes, and he somehow fought and tipped it around and scooped it up off the floor and got fouled. It was amazing. But there are other guys than Thad and Vic, like Bojan. Like, even you watch the entire game, and like Thad had amazing. Like, everybody had some good plays now and again, and then Bojan ends the game with 16 points. I had no idea that he had so many. He played quietly, very good shooting night, 3 of 5 from deep. 4 rebounds for him. He was doing a great job spacing the floor on offense. Middleton shot 4 of 18. I don't know if that's necessarily because of Bogey, but he wasn't bad on D. He did a nice enough job staying in front of Middleton. Middleton's not quick enough to exploit Bojan's weaknesses on that end, so good game from him. Turner continues to roll with the ponytail, 23-7-4 with 3 blocks. 22 shots. I think that's the most he's gotten this season, maybe all of last season too. So not really an efficient game, even though he was 4 of 6 from deep inside the arc, not really falling so well. Finished 9 of 22 overall. 7 rebounds is good though. The blocks were good. Him and Brook Lopez were having a nice stretch the floor battle. Brook Lopez took 12 threes, which was insane. But it was that helped Turner be effective with A, Lopez missing, and B, he was pulled away from the rim, which let him run ahead and transition and be a part of the play before it started. Also, contributing factor to his 7 rebounds, that Brook Lopez was far away from the rim, just for people who love to shout about rebounds. Darren Collison, after some good performances, a not great one, only 3 points, but 7 assists. But it wasn't just 3 points. I was in my head like, dang, he's 0-for-2, he hasn't scored this whole game, and the Bucks were kind of on a run. I think they cut it to single digits, and Giannis had just checked in, and then they get a quick bucket from Miles, then Darren Collison hits a dagger three with like 2.5 minutes to go and put it away. So his only basket was a clutch dagger three from the corner. It was great. He was pretty pumped to finally get one to go in. And 7 assists. He's diamond guys up recently. All these pick and pops he's running with Turner is really helping him in the passing department. 3 turnovers, not great. All in the fourth quarter again, just like the Wizards game. Actually, some of them in the third, excuse me. But... So he was okay. His D was not great. Bledsoe lit him up. So the dagger three really, really helped prop up his play. Plus 10, though, you know, the steady hand that he is still matters a lot. It just, he's not as much of a glue guy as Thad in that he doesn't do everything, but good ball handling does just bring everything together and make everything easier. And he was happy Thad's D allowed him to stay out on the perimeter more, so Bledsoe did beat him a lot, but it could have been worse. Sabonis was great, 12 and 10. He didn't score well like Turner, 5 of 11 shooting. But 12 and 10 is a good game for a bench big man. Sabonis is a joy to watch these days. He ate alive Thon Maker. McCour, I think I actually said that wrong. But there was a stretch where Thon checked in for Giannis, and then immediately Nate was like, Sabonis, check in right now. And then Sabonis came in and immediately passed. I don't know if he actually made the pass or someone else did, but someone set up Miles for a three in the corner off of him at the elbow, and then he scored, and then the Bucks immediately called timeout after the 5-0 run. It was pretty fun. Nate loves putting Sabonis in on mismatches in the post like he did on Jabari. Corey Joseph was good at everything but scoring, which is pretty much what we know from him at this point. Over three from deep, he's now under 40% from three on the season, so rut-row. 2 of 8 overall shooting, which is not great. A couple yucky off-the-dribble shots, which I just wrote about. You should go check it out for a B-ball index. But 6 rebounds and 6 assists is good, and his defense was solid enough on some of the Bucks' guards. Not him, Derek Bledsoe. Brogdon was only 4 of 11. Tony Snell only took 3 shots. George Hill only took 4 shots. George Hill, back in Banker's life, by the way, was pretty cool. So Corey Joseph, fine enough. Tyreek Evans. Ugh, I just don't know, man. Like, only one turnover. He was better ball handling stuff for the second unit, but only 1 assist. Blech. 2 of 7 shooting, including a disastrous missed layup on a fast break that was kind of contested by George Hill, but not really. But he missed 3 threes, which means he was 2 of 4 from 2, which actually for him is okay. On his way to only 6 points in 15 minutes. Not great. He's clearly the fourth guard in the rotation of the guys that play. And his defense was okay. And only 1 turnover means, like, he was fine, but man, like, they signed this guy to score and he's not scoring, so that is concerning. And he is the fourth guard. Aaron Holiday is the fifth guard, but they only play 4 guards, so with Vic back, it looks like Holiday will get very sparse minutes. Foul trouble and blowouts will be his friend now to get on the court, which is a bummer, but I think the other 4 guys maybe not clearly have been better, but they have been better. Even bad Tyreek is probably a little more effective than a rookie point guard, so we'll see what Holiday happens to get in the minutes department as the season goes on. But the last guy to talk about, another quietly great performance, was Doug McDermott. He didn't miss a shot. Like Doug McDermott did not miss, and no one talks about this dude because he only took 5 shots and was unflashy. But 12 points on 5 of 5 shooting, 4 rebounds for Dougie. Spreading the floor just so effectively. He cuts off the ball, and dudes just trace him around and switch with nothing having to happen. It's amazing. And he, you know, he quietly was good on the glass with 4 rebounds, like I said. And Zach Lowe talked about this, and he said it more eloquently than me, but, like, for role players who don't get the ball much, just not turning it over is so good in terms of, like, making them effective. You know, like, a guy who turns it over twice in the same amount of touches McDermott does is less effective than him. And McDermott's turnover rate is ungodly good. So even 2 more turnovers, like, wouldn't be bad for him, but he's just so effective when he's not turning the ball over, and he didn't. So 5 for 5, 0 turnovers, 4 rebounds, great offensive game from McDermott. You know what his defense is at this point. But that's what you like to see, quiet performances from him. So really, just outside of Tyreek, some solid, and DC a little bit, solid stuff from everybody who really showed what they can do, and this team's all fitting together. That's 5 straight. Miles Turner after the game says the Eastern Conference needs to watch out in his, he jumped into Victor Oladipo's post-game moment with JJ, which was great. The Pacers look good. They beat a good Bucks team at home. They got national TV coming up, so we'll see how much Turner's proclamation is correct on Friday night on TNT. But let's talk about Victor Oladipo because he's back. So let's take a quick break and then talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Victor Oladipo, returning from injury. So I did not think Vic would play. I went on the limb and said, I am almost positive he won't play after practice Tuesday, and I'm always wrong, so never listen to me. But he played, which was awesome. They announced it at about 5 o'clock that he would be playing. And then McMillan said he'd kind of have a minutes restriction, and you know, they'd sub him out first in the first quarter and all this stuff, and then pretty much none of that happened. Vic played 29 minutes, which was the lowest of any starter. He played about the same as DC, but it was the lowest of any starter. They had 40 minutes combined from Evans and Kojo. So it wasn't like technically a minutes restriction, but he does usually play in the 33 range. You know, Bojan and Thad played that much. So it was lower, but it wasn't like restricted. And then the Pacers were up. Man, I wish I had this right. I think it was 110-95 with 2:13 to go, and there was a dead ball, and there was like the final commercial break, and then Vic came in after it, and I was like, wait, minutes restriction, and you're up 15 putting your star shooting guard on. But then he got a rebound to get his double-double, so maybe that's why they put him out there. So overall, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 turnovers for Vic, who was off ball more in this game. He was trying to fit in instead of stand out, which in life that has been said to be a bad anecdote, but in this basketball instance, it was a good anecdote. He let the guys who were rolling and been playing do their thing. That was good. And yet he was still a threat off ball because he's Victor Oladipo and he gets that kind of respect. But the noticeable thing, and Caitlin Cooper, I didn't notice a ton until this happens a lot where Coop tweets something and it like makes me look for something and then I notice it. He didn't have necessarily quite the same lift because he's missed 8-12 games. You know, what is that, 3 or 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks of not playing. You know, he didn't quite have the same lift he's used to having on his finishing, and his jumper was a little lower, but it wasn't like bad. He was 5 for 11. That's fine. 1 for 4 from the outside. His defense was okay, though. He had active hands. He didn't get a steal. But it's not like I was like, oh, that was terrible ever. And then, you know, Brogdon was bothered by him enough. And Brogdon is a great shooter on the catch and shoot, but he was 4 of 11 overall. So his defense was okay, and his offense was okay. But he did a good job on a few screens from Turner to create space and get Turner shots. And when he did get to the rim, he was okay at finishing. His just lift was a little less. You could tell he's not at 100%. And then in the locker room after the game, someone asked him what percentage he would say he's at physically. He said 90, but he paused for a really long time before he said 90. So I think he might have been saying like 80, 75, but he wanted the media answer to be 90. So he's good enough to play, which is good. Now he's a day off to see if that was fine, and 29 minutes is something he can handle. But that is very encouraging that he played and played decently. A double-double was great. He's always the low man on D, just the way that, you know, their scheme kind of shakes out, and that lets him get some defensive rebounds. He's really entrenched down there in the post, and he was really good down there. That 10 rebounds is solid. So I'm happy that Vic is back and playing well. Double-double is not like the hallmark of a good game. Like Giannis was close to a triple-double, and he was not good. But Vic was good, solid, not the best player on the team, not even the second best player on the team, but Vic was good, and that is a positive step, and now he will build off this on national TV on Friday. So be on the lookout for stuff from us. Sorry for no episode yesterday. Adam and I were both super busy, and we didn't know we weren't going to have time. But Adam will be on tomorrow to talk Sixers and some other stuff, I'm guessing. And then this weekend, I think it's Adam again to talk about the Sixers game and look a little ahead at the Knicks. So we apologize for the lack of Wednesday content, but hopefully talking about this wonderful, wonderful game against the Bucks will help make that up. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.